Whether we are holding our children or standing beside them or chasing them down or talking through their locked door, vulnerability is what shapes who we are and who our children are. By pushing away vulnerability, we turn parenting into a competition that's about knowing, proving, executing, and measuring rather than being. If we put aside the question of who's better, and put down the yardsticks of school admissions, grades, sports, trophies, and accomplishments, I think the vast majority of us will agree that what we want for our children is what we want for ourselves. We want to raise children who live and love with their whole hearts. If wholeheartedness is the goal, then above all else, we should strive to raise children who engage with the world from a place of worthiness, embrace their vulnerabilities and imperfections, feel a deep sense of love and compassion for themselves and others, value hard work, perseverance, and respect, carry a sense of authenticity and belonging with them, rather than searching for it in external places, have the courage to be imperfect, vulnerable, and creative. Don't fear feeling ashamed or unlovable if they are different or if they are struggling. Move through our rapidly changing world with courage and a resilient spirit. For parents, this means we are called upon to acknowledge that we can't give our children what we don't have, and so we must let them share in our journey to grow, change, and learn. Recognize our own armor and model for our children how to take it off, be vulnerable, show up, and let ourselves be seen and known. Honor our children by continuing on our own journeys toward wholeheartedness. Parent from a place of enough rather than scarcity. Mind the gap and practice the values we want to teach. Dare greatly, possibly more than we've ever dared before. In other words, if we want our children to love and accept who they are, our job is to love and accept who we are. We can't use fear, shame, blame, and judgment in our own lives if we want to raise courageous children. Compassion and connection, the very things that give purpose and meaning to our lives, can only be learned if they are experienced. And our families are our first opportunities to experience these things. In this chapter, I want to share what I've learned about worthiness, shame resilience, and vulnerability specifically from my parenting research. This work has profoundly transformed the way that Steve and I think and feel about parenting. It has dramatically changed our priorities, our marriage, and our day-to-day behaviors. Because Steve is a pediatrician, we spend lots of time discussing parenting research and various parenting models. My goal here is not to teach you how to parent, but to share what might be a new lens through which to view the great dare of raising wholehearted children.